Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam, my dear. Allah, my Lord.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the merciful.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners and sisters and brothers from every single corner of the world, wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is fine with you. This is Arab English Radio, and today I have the privilege to be your host. Here with me, I have Brother Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this session of Youth Station.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. So today we're going to talk about some important relationships. We have this question about treating other people, the elder people.
Mm.
Through the course of time, the thoughts on that changes. I mean, maybe in past, people used to be more respectful toward the elder people. But now, as we are going through time, everything changes. It's like there's no more much of emphasis on respect toward elder people. Do you see that like that? Do you think it's true what I'm saying? Or you have another idea?
I can't really say that people are disrespecting the elderly. I haven't seen any
considering the younger people.
So yeah, I think it's a human nature to respect your elders. Rather, you don't need to be told. So we might see some cases where maybe the elderly are being disrespected. But generally speaking, people, regardless of their age, they do respect elderly. But maybe we're not giving them as much care as we used to do before. So before, for example, maybe you go out of your way just to help an old man or an old lady. This day, for example, you see them, you just don't care.
Yes, you don't care.
But if it comes to the fact that you have to come and help them, then you would. But generally speaking, I wouldn't say that we don't treat them well anymore. Rather, we ourselves, we just don't care anymore.
It's another way to put it, and yeah, very true.
And I think one of the reasons, like in the late 90s, early 20s, or like, you know, like from the 90s and onward, we got in the age of, what do they call them? The places, the houses where they put the elderly in, care houses. So when they put them in these disabled houses or these houses where the kids take their parents and they throw them in these houses, retirement homes. And they don't get to see them anymore. So obviously that this link, this relationship, it's cut.
So this is called respect. So they're not respecting their parents.
Look, not respecting the parents, that's a completely different issue, because these days, no one does. Like that we are directly disrespecting our parents, like we are in your face kind of disrespecting.
Like, and you see that the reason is that we no longer care about anything. Not just our parents.
No, not that we don't care about anything. Our value code is corrupted, right? So, for example, when it comes to our parents, now I've seen, because I deal with kids all of the time, and one of the issues that the parents come up to me with is the fact that the kids don't respect them. They call them by their names, they scream at them, they hit them, they curse
them.
They're
at ease with them.
Yeah, so they interact with their parents as complete strangers, you know? And I've seen like some really bad cases where kids disrespecting their parents. And the idea is it's the moral code, that's what I call it. The moral code or the value code itself is being distorted.
So they think they're not doing something wrong.
No, they're thinking what they're doing is absolutely right.
Well, here is where we're going for a little break. Hope you're not tired. Don't go anywhere. Stick to Youth Station. We'll be back in no minute.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So, welcome back to your own program. Well, we were talking about treating the elder people.
Mm. If I look at myself and my generation, the generations before, we used to look at our parents as lords.
Yes.
Like, if I see my dad, I can't even move anymore.
The king and the queen of the
house.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, this is how we used to see them. Not just them. Like, I mean, even our teachers. For example, I remember if the teacher was coming to our area, mm-hmm. like, you would not see a single child in the streets.
Yes, that's and that wasn't a long time ago.
No, that was like, what, 20, 30 years
yes.
ago?
Yes.
Not that long. But the idea is, like, with time and with technology and with this globalization of the world, things change. The value has changed. Like I said, one of the, you know, when we look at cartoons, for example, right?
Yes.
I blame cartoons for everything. But when you watch cartoons and you see that, like, a character, she argues with her parents, she yells at her mama or her father, and she fights with them, and then she leaves the house and she walks away. And she shows, and the cartoon portrays her as being oppressed by her parents, and she has the right to speak her mind, and she has the right to talk. Now, a child...
So they teach children how to treat their parents.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is that the value code or the moral code here is changing.
And we're going toward the self more and more. The thing that is important is yourself. And that's all.
Exactly. So it's
what just, makes you happy, what yeah. makes you easy, what is good with you. Everything is related to you, yourself.
Yeah, that's why we say think of number one, which is yourself. Forget
yes.
about the rest. So it then becomes a trend. So I'm saying, like, if we talk about parents, we can go on for hours. But as for when we talk about elderly, I think it's becomes a little bit, you know, better than parents. With parents, it's more violent. With the grandparents, for example, or elderly generally, because when we see them naturally and we see how weak they are and they can't, you know, they hardly move, they hardly talk, we kind of feel sorry. It's an automatic
yes.
kind of feeling.
Like, actually, not to everybody, but most
well,
of
I mean,
the
to
people
the majority
do
of
that.
People.
Intuitively.
Yeah, so to the majority of the people, like, I mean, if you do a social experiment now and someone has, I think I've seen some of them. On YouTube where some people act elderly. You see people come to their help. They come to their aid.
Yes.
They, you know, they kind of help them out. But, I mean, obviously, like I said, we can't generalize with everything, but the majority of people, they do come to their help. So helping them is one thing. Respecting them
is another thing.
Where would they respect? See, for example, before, and even now, at some cultures, if the elderly say something, it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if they like say, okay, this should be done or this shouldn't
but
be done.
But in some other cultures,
yeah,
there's no way for the elders to speak.
They would be like in a retirement home. You won't even see
yes.
them, which is a disaster. Well, that's why when we come to Islam, for example, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the hadith, he says, if it wasn't for old men praying and worshipping Allah, it's like one of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send punishment down on earth. He says, if it wasn't for old men and young children and women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent punishment on earth. In the Islamic scope, they are very respected.
Yes, there is much emphasis on the elder people.
Yeah, so they're very respected, you know, a section of society that even, like, Islam emphasizes on taking care of them, respecting them, I don't know, doing all these sorts of things for them in terms of saying salam to them, in terms of getting up for them, in terms of, I don't know, giving them your space. So you can see that we have so much narrations about respecting our elderly, regardless
yeah.
of who they are.
Now, just because we need to be fair, sometimes the elder, the way they treat the youngsters and the way, I don't know, the way they speak to them, the way they treat them, the way they feel like they have to rule everything, that's also an issue. I mean, it's true that we have to respect them as the younger people, but also they need to be easy, they need to be more considerating every single matter with the youngsters.
Well, I mean, let me ask you a question. Is it their choice, though? I mean, do they do that out of free choice?
Yes, it's their choice.
You think?
Yes.
With the elderly?
Whose choice is that?
No, I mean, you're not taking things into consideration, right? When a person gets old,
yes,
he loses his mental powers. He's no longer thinking as much or as active as me and you. he no longer has the power to
be now I'm with you in that point.
Yeah, so,
no,
so when they make mistakes,
point also say
when
that.
They act grumpy,
yes,
right, it's some, I don't think it's a choice any longer.
Sometimes they make you nervous. You have to tolerate them a lot. Also, they have to be considerate about the fact that you're young, you have your own problems.
Yeah, so why do you have to tolerate them? Only because they are no longer in charge of their physical or their mental state. And that's why, for example, I had a discussion with one of the brothers who has having an issue with his old mom. I said to him, have you taken into consideration that she's old? Like, actually old. When people get old, that's what happens to them. Even Allah in the Quran says, he brings a person from a stage of knowledge or a stage of being active to a stage of nothing. That's just the process of living. As you get older, your mental capacity becomes less. All the powers that Allah has given you,
yes,
they will tend to decrease. So I cannot, logically speaking, I cannot accept an older person to act like a 30-year-old or 40-year-old. He's 70, 80. He has nothing left in him.
But, you know, naturally we think they must be more patient.
Expecting him to act good is actually asking them for too much.
You see, when somebody has lived for 60 years, 70 years, or 80 years, we expect them to be more patient, more wise.
No, actually, that's what Allah says in the Quran, وَمَن نُعَمَّرْهُ نَكُسُّ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Whoever lives longer, we'll make him even worse off.
They're more experienced than us.
That's the thing, that experience stays at a certain age and it dies out. It's like, for example, let's say it stays at 60, 65, and that's it, it starts to decrease. I mean, you can't even, like, have a... I mean, with some people, obviously, I can't generalize. Like, some people, like, they're old, but they're still active and, you know, and their mind is still at full capacity. But some people, like, as they get older, the majority of the people, as they get older, they lose that power.
Yes.
So why do you expect them?
But nowadays, the youngers also have got their own lives and many in their plates. So it's not just like
yeah, so what happened
like
is,
this.
I think this is what should happen, right? I mean, if you have a grandparent, so if you're dealing with old people, you just have to cope with them yourself. In the same way that me and you, when we have children,
mm-hmm,
we have to persevere with them nagging and fighting and crying all the time. You don't see me coming bashing a child for crying. Like, why are you crying? And I bash him. He's like, let's say, from 6 months old. I'm going to hit a six-month-old because he's crying or he's not letting
You're
me
sleep. You're hopeful. You think that when they grow, they're going to be better.
Exactly. So you do take into consideration that this child currently, he's undeveloped. So therefore, I have no other choice but to deal with that state. When a person becomes old, he's not developed anymore. He loses these things.
Yes. And you have no hopes.
Exactly. So what happened is that you have to change the way you look at them. For example, we have a hadith that says about the parents. It says, لَا تُعِنُوا أَبْنَاءَكُمْ عَلَىٰ أُقُوقَكُمْ. Do not help your child to,
yes,
you know,
to be the bad guy.
To be the bad guy and fight over you. Obviously, because the hadith is taken into consideration that the parents are so actively, like mind and body so active, the child is both. So the hadith says, act with them, interact with them in a way where you come like to a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go too harsh on them and you make them, you know, do something haram
don't
against
you. Don't put them in a situation where when they do you wrong.
Exactly. But when that scenario changes, they're no longer, you know, they are adversaries or no longer enemies or no longer, I don't know, opposites to you. They're old. So every time I see an old person, I have to forgive him. I'm like, okay, he's old.
You justified all the elders.
Yeah, right, obviously, now. Because like I said, I mean, you know when the hadith says, إِذَا أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مَا وَهَبْ سَقَطَ مَا وَجَبْ, right? If Allah takes that which is he gives you, then there would be no asking for anything in return.
Yes.
Because you don't have it anymore. If I'm insane, Allah can't ask me to pray and fast because he took my intellect.
Yes, that's
so with
true.
So old people, when these powers are taken from them, I can't expect anything in return. Rather, I'll justify their
that
actions.
Needs evolving. I need to be so much developed in order to take that in. So, Youth Station listeners, thank you for listening to us. We were talking about respecting the elders. And as they get old, we learn that we have to be patient with them because just as time goes by, we lose everything. And since we're losing everything, we hope that the youngers would respect us. Thank you for listening, guys. May God preserve you all.